Borough Clerk Deborah Thompson and Deputy Borough Clerk Becky Regula meticulously cut open the yet uncounted ballots.
Deputy Clerk Regula is going to go ahead and open them and hand the ballots to me in the secrecy sleeve, and then I will read the votes off the ballots one by one.
12 of the 24 unopened absentee ballots were completed and returned, and the state of Alaska rejected 4 questioned ballots. When the polls closed on October 3rd, Assembly candidate Rick Perkins had a 5-point lead over his opponent, J. Stanton Gregor. But at the final count, Stanton Gregor overtook him by just 1 vote. Stanton Gregor got the news on vacation in Montana. He said he listened to the live broadcast of the Assembly meeting while perched on a pile of rocks in the sunshine, tallying the votes to himself as they came in.
I'm still in a little bit of shock. The last week was pretty stressful for a lot of people, including myself. I thought this would be a little much to overcome when I learned there's 12. So, I mean, at this point, I'm filled with shock, and it's just a huge, deep sense of gratitude for people who believe in me enough to cast a vote for me in that role in the Assembly.
Stanton Gregor served on the Borough Assembly from 2014 to 2022 and will return to the table after having lost his seat to Assemblymember Donna Marsh last year. He'll swear in for his new term at the next regular meeting on October 16th. Rob Schwartz, a newcomer to local politics, took the other seat on the Assembly. He won about 100 votes over his opponents. Schwartz is a retired teacher and wrestling coach for the Petersburg School District and now owns Seek Alaska Tours, a tour and transport business in town. After the conclusion of his very first Assembly meeting, Schwartz thanked his supporters, as well as his opponent, Jeff Miucci, who lost his bid for re-election.
Thank Mr. Miucci for all this decades of service and everybody that worked on the election, everybody that was involved. It's humbling. It's a humbling job. There's lots to learn, but and a lot of people to talk to. I try to represent the people well, and a lot of different sides of things. So try to do what's reasonable and realistic.
The final count also decided the results of the race for 1 seat on the Public Safety Advisory Board. Incumbent board member Stan Yort maintained his narrow lead over his opponent, Jacob Slavin. Yort won by just 8 votes. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.